Leadership Show with Kip Branch, part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
Kip actually bailed on me this morning. Brunswick High wins a big football game. Kip doesn't come to work. That's the way it goes. Bob Black filling in for Kip Branch. Actually, Kip is down at the Georgia-Florida game. Hopefully, he'll be coming back in just as good of a mood as he went down.
Yeah, I'm sure Kip's on cloud nine right now, and as he should be. Big win for the Pirates last night.
Yeah, huge win. So we'll touch on that. Brunswick High, of course, wins at Richmond Hill. They got the point differential. Brunswick had to win by 22 points or more to end up with the number one seed for now. And they did that. 22 points exactly. Scored a late touchdown. Went for two. Got it. Frederica was at home in the first round of the GISA playoffs. They beat Tift Area 49-36. A little worrisome for me for Frederica. They got up 21-0 and the final score is 49-36. I'm quite sure that the Knights got some of their younger guys in and probably some garbage time touchdowns were put on the board by Tift Area, but Frederica looks good. We're going to have Brandon Derrick on later in the show. Sean Pender will join us in studio as well. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch and Bob Black sitting in for Kip Branch. We'll take your calls, 912-275-7017, and we'll talk to you as long as you have something educated to say.
Yeah, you got to believe with the Frederica game that Coach Derrick did try to get some of his starters out of that. I would believe he did just to get some more playing time for his younger crew going down the stretch in the GISA playoffs. You know, with a 39-man roster, playing time is critical for the young kids going down this playoff stretch.
Yeah, so we will run down some scores for you really quickly. Tift Area 36, Frederica 49. We mentioned that, of course. Thursday night, Camden came up to Glenn County Stadium and got beat by Glenn 35-14. Glenn rebounds after that loss to Richmond Hill, and now a lot on the line next week. We'll talk a little bit about that with Glenn and Bradwell. Brunswick High 56-34. We mentioned that. Benedictine 45-0 winners over Metter. Lowndes beats Colquitt. A lot of people were kind of pointing to this game whether Lowndes was as good as advertised, and they did. They beat Colquitt 51-45. Coffee blasts Valdosta over in Region 1, and that region is a huge mess, just like our region is. So we'll explain what's going to happen with that region, too. Northside Warner Robins beats Houston 17-14. Effingham downs Bradwell 38-13. Boy, oh boy, how far has Statesboro fallen?
That's unbelievable.
Losing to South Effingham 28-17 at home, mind you.
Yeah, you used to like going up to Statesboro and playing them with that wishbone they had. They just pound you and pound you and pound you, but they've had a tough 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, those days are gone.
Yeah.
Ware County loses to Wayne County 28-14. I think most folks kind of saw that coming. Liberty blasts Brantley 46-0. Clinch beats Charlton 37-14. And MCA wraps up their season losing to Savannah Country Day 36-6.
You know, that Ware County program also may be in a little, I don't want to call it turmoil, but a rebuilding year or something like that. They certainly aren't the Gators of past.
No, and they'll still probably end up with a one seed. Well, actually, no, they won't, losing to Wayne County. They will end up in the playoffs. Looks like maybe a two.
I got you.
For the Gators.
So they'll get to host.
Yeah, they'll still get to host, yeah. But they won't get out of the first round. Okay, so let's start with the GISA playoffs. Frederica jumps out to a 21-0 lead on Tift Area. Very chippy game, mind you, as well. Frederica and Tift Area, very familiar with one another. Tift Area goes over to the Bloody Marsh on St. Simon's, and the Knights hold them off late and win, and now they will advance. The thing about the GISA, Bob, is that it's a very short playoff system. If you win the first round game,
right. Boom,
you're in the Final Four.
Wow, that's a very short stretch there. But, you know, Frederica is, I guess they're playing well down the stretch here. I haven't been able to see them play any this year, but just trying to do some homework for the show. They're going to put Coach Derrick's going to put a good product on the field. I don't care if he's got 39 or 19 players. He's going to put a good product on the field, and they're going to play hard for him.
He's done it. You say what you want, whether you like Brandon Derrick or not. One thing you can't say is he hasn't done a really good job over at Frederica. He has.
Yeah.
And he's got the Knights every year in playoff contention in most years. They're in the conversation as far as are they good enough to win a state championship. This team is. Now, they had a little bit of a setback against Edmund Burke at the end of the season. They obviously rebounded last night. They'll get into the second round. I believe they are going to be hosting Heritage. Coach Brandon Derrick will come on and talk a little bit about that and tell me if I'm right or wrong. And typically, you know, as everybody knows.
He will.
Yeah. So
he definitely will. And even that Edmund Burke, I mean, that was a 21-19 game. So it worked like, it's not like they were blown out by any means. Edmund Burke got beat last night, I believe. But they were in the hunt. They were in the game the whole time. So, you know, you show up in the Bloody Marsh, you gotta come to play.
Yeah. And just for those folks that aren't familiar with the GISA, Frederica losing to Edmund Burke is the equivalent of Glenn Academy losing to Richmond Hill.
Yeah.
Pretty much the same thing.
I would say that, yeah. And after, sure, when we talk to Coach Derrick, he'll say the same thing. Maybe his team was flat, didn't have a very good week of practice, yada, yada, so on and so forth. So, but Coach Derrick will straighten us out there.
Okay, so the Pirates of Brunswick High claim a share of the region championship, the first time they can call themselves region champs since 2009. And that's ironclad. They are done with their region schedule. They'll be hosting Osborne next week, and they will be paying full well attention to the Richmond Hill-Effingham game because we got all kinds of tiebreakers now that are in place. We'll talk a little bit about that in just a second.
Yeah, and that tiebreaker scenario is crazy. But it's interesting they had to win by 22 last night to even, you know, for the tiebreaker to come in, and they won by 22. So, you know, that's it just makes you want to go, you know, what happened?
Well, what happened is Sean Pender was well aware they had to win by 22 or more, and Brunswick High was winning by 14 late in the game. They had the football, and Sean Pender said, we're going for it. Complete a long touchdown pass. They get on the board. Now they're winning by 20. They go for two with about 30 seconds left to go in the ball game, and they get the two-point conversion. There's your 22 points. Brunswick currently, this way it sits right now, Brunswick's the one, Richmond Hill's the two, Glenn Academy's the three, and Effingham is the four. Now, here we go. Stay
right,
with me.
Exactly. Here we go.
There are actually only two scenarios that can play out. Scenario one, if Richmond Hill beats Effingham next week, then the tiebreaker situation is point differential, which Brunswick High wins. So Brunswick High, if Richmond Hill beats Effingham, Brunswick High is your one seed. Then the point differential tiebreaker goes away, and then they just go head-to-head.
Go head-to-head, yeah.
And so Richmond Hill beat Glenn Academy. Richmond Hill is the two.
Two.
Glenn is the three. Effingham is the four. That's scenario one.
Yeah, and you got to believe Richmond Hill will beat Effingham, unless they just have a, you know, a high school kid, high school football player meltdown as well, or a bad game. But you got to believe Richmond Hill will beat Effingham. That would be the scenario I would pick right there.
And we're also going ahead and giving Glenn Academy credit for beating Bradwell, which I think most people feel pretty confident that's going to happen.
Well, but that's why you play the game. I mean, we've seen that numerous times with high school kids. That's why you play the game. You never know what kid's going to show up.
Okay, so scenario two looks like this. If Effingham upsets Richmond Hill, then what happens is there is no longer a three-way tiebreaker. It's now head-to-head between Glenn and Brunswick because Richmond Hill now has two losses instead of one.
Right.
So Glenn beat Brunswick head-to-head. Glenn becomes the one seed. Brunswick beat Richmond Hill head-to-head. Doesn't really matter because Brunswick would have one loss, Richmond Hill with two. Brunswick would be the two seed. Effingham would slide up to the three, and Richmond Hill would fall all the way down to four. Four. That's craziness.
With two losses. So you got to believe there's going to be a lot of Red Terror fans out there pulling for Effingham Friday night. And wouldn't it be great to have two high school football playoff games here in Glenn County? Because number one and number two host. So I don't know if we'd have one of them doubleheaders like we had a couple last week where, you know, we both played on Friday night or move a game to a Friday or a Saturday. But that would be very, very good for Glenn County sports.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
The best private club value in the Southeast? Brunswick Country Club, 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
For years, the people of Darien have had to cross the bridge for authentic Mexican food. Until now, welcome to Darien Blue Bay Bar and Grill, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in Darien, period. Fajitas, chili relanos, burritos, al pastor tacos, and of course, the best margaritas you have ever tasted. Strawberry, peach, mango, and lime. Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, 110 Scriven Street in downtown Darien. Or call ahead, 912-574-8016.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines. Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The Jason Bishop Show returns on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now joining us via the Pristine Water landline is Dr. Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Dr. Sasser, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, no problem. Great to be here, Jason.
Yeah. Big Georgia-Florida game going on a bit later. I don't know what you're doing.
Unfortunately, I'll be at Tampa at a soccer game, so I'll probably be watching the game at some Applebee's or something.
Oh, no.
So I'll be out of the county.
Okay. Well, what I wanted to get into today is that J.J. Watt injury. I'm sure you're probably familiar with that. And so J.J. Watt of the Houston Texans, basically he sustained a tibial plateau fracture in his left leg in a game with the Chiefs a couple of weeks ago. Tell us what a tibial plateau fracture is.
Okay. So the tibia is the shin bone, and the top portion of that shin bone where it meets up to the knee is called the tibial plateau. The importance of the tibial plateau is it is covered with cartilage, and that's where the ACL inserts, and that's where the meniscus, which are the little cartilages on the inside and the outside of the knee, insert. The problem with having a tibial plateau fracture is the fact that the fracture goes up into the joint itself and can affect some of that cartilage layer.
Mm. Joining us via the Pristine Water landline is Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. This sounds like a really rare injury to me. Is this something that happens common, or am I right? Is this kind of a rare freak thing?
No, you're completely right. I was actually thinking about it when I was watching that game. I'm being a Chiefs fan, and it's definitely unfortunate that it happened to JJ, but that was not on my list. I was thinking ACL or patella fracture or patella tendon rupture or quad rupture, one of those other more common injuries, especially in that athletic population. A tibial plateau fracture is an injury that's more common with the little lady that trips over their chihuahua.
Oh, wow. So I'm sure that you being a Chiefs fan, you're probably watching the game. And so you saw it was just kind of a misstep. It wasn't that he got hit or hit from an odd direction or stepped funny. It's just he took a misstep, and that's all it took. Is that typically the way this injury happens?
It is. It's basically a misstep. You basically are putting your leg where you don't think it was supposed to be, and all your weight goes down on that leg, causing usually the knee to buckle in, and so all that weight comes down, and that's what causes the fracture. The force goes, you know, follows that bone, and it's got to go somewhere and probably put it in just the right position. And he's such a big guy that it was a tremendous amount of force to go down through the knee, and instead of doing, like I said, tearing his ACL or his quad tendon or his patella, it resulted in a tibial plateau fracture.
So it looks like that he's going to have surgery to repair this and to get back on the football field. And from what I understand, the recovery time with this type of injury is a very long recovery time. How long are we looking, Dr. Sasser?
Well, I mean, normally with these injuries, you don't even let them put much weight down for about 8 to 12 weeks. And again, because when you fix them, you're really concerned about that the cartilage has to line up. So you have to get the fracture, the pieces almost perfectly aligned, so they don't have any kind of step off to the cartilage in the knee. And so you want to keep them off of that knee to prevent any stress, to prevent the fracture from kind of settling down. So that's where you have to start with not putting weight on it for about 8 to 12 weeks. And then we're talking about getting his range of motion back, which could take another 6 to 8 weeks, and then his strength back, and then sports-specific type stuff. So, you know, this is easily a six-month injury, if not longer.
Oh, wow. This sounds like a type of injury, which if you're going to do surgery on it, it sounds like the surgery would be meticulous. Am I wrong?
Right, it is. We bring x-ray in there, and you're staring at the fracture, but you're also using x-ray to make sure that everything is perfectly lined up.
Again, joining us via the Pristine Water landline is Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Okay, so he's going to be gone a long period of time. Is there any specific rehab that he's going to have to do that's specific to this injury to be able to strengthen that? And, two-part question, once he gets rehabbed, is he likely going to be the same J.J. Watt?
You know, with this, again, one thing he's got going for him is we know he's young, we know he's healthy, so he should heal just fine. He's probably got good bone quality, so most of his rehab will function just like an ACL surgery, getting his strength back and getting his range of motion back. And once he meets those goals, he should be fine. He's had so many injuries throughout the years that have kept him out for so many games, and this is another one that will, you know, basically ended this season.
Dr. Sasser, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to come on with us. Again, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery joining us via the Pristine Water landline here on the Bishop Media Sports Network, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. All right, so I'm going to put you on the spot. Pick a winner, Georgia, Florida.
Georgia.
All right, go Dogs. Thank you, Dr. Sasser.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate it.
Uh-huh, bye-bye. All right, so Dr. Sasser joining us via the Pristine Water landline, and now, oh, by the way, yeah, I got to do sponsors. So this segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Advanced Rehab, Jessup Furniture, and Catch 228. And so now we're going to slide into the weekend review done by me. And here we go. UFC 250 featuring Kiko Alonso. Clayton Kershaw reminds me of a young Jason Bishop, except he is not as good of a hitter. Today, 3:30, huge rivalry game, national title implications, Penn State, Ohio State. Georgia, Florida, for the safety of everyone, let's hope Georgia doesn't choke it up against Florida this year again. Florida State tied for last in the ACC Coastal. Jets quarterback Josh McCown has as many completions and as many yards as Matt Ryan. The only difference, McCown has more touchdown passes. World Series, you have my attention. Dolphins can't score without Jay Cutler, or with him, but have beaten the Falcons. Jacob Eason, if Fromm wins today, you will need to reopen your recruitment. Penn State, the fairy tale is over, Cinderella. Jim McElwain, death threats, because Florida fans have nothing better to do. Dwayne Wade to the bench and claims it was his idea. Sure it was, Dwayne. Nothing says superstar like 18 minutes and 4 points a game. Webster's Dictionary defines unreal expectations as New York Yankees. Go Dogs! And these are my thoughts. All right, yeah. This segment brought to you by Port City Paint and Body, Sea Palms Coastal Realty, Express Lube, and Alan Tucker. So on the other side of this break, when we come back, we'll have the Frederica head coach joining us via the Greenscapes Landscape and Design landline and the Pristine Water landline. Home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender's Coaches Show, Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moondoggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates!
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwood Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
It's hot in South Georgia this time of year, which means ants, mosquitoes, and critters of all sorts moving around. Peachtree Pest Control can and will protect your home from any and all of these invaders. Whether it's pest control, termite, wildlife exclusion work, Peachtree Pest Control is your local choice for you and your family's needs. Peachtree Pest Control now even offers pressure washing. Follow Peachtree Pest Control on Twitter at Peachtree Pest and give them a like on Facebook. Online at PeachtreePest.com. No more Monday morning quarterbacking. Now you can hear it straight from the coach's mouth. Every Wednesday night this season, head to Nat's Landing at 7:30 as the Knights head coach Brandon Derrick breaks down the week in Knights football. Now you've got it all. Every Wednesday evening this season, 7:30, live. Nat's Landing, Redfern Village, St. Simons, 638-7378, and let's go Knights!
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. In a very chippy contest, the Knights of Frederica advanced to the Final Four of the GISA playoffs, downing Tift Area Academy 49-36. The Pirates sailed up to Richmond Hill and beat the Wildcats 56-56. 6-34, pulling themselves into a three-way tie atop the region. Currently, as it sits, if everyone wins next week, Brunswick High would end up with the one seed, and Glen Academy would end up with a three seed. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Southern Sports Talk, spoken here on the Jason Bishop Show.
All right, joining us via the Pristine Water landline is the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick, whose team won their first round game of the GISA playoffs against Tift Area. Coach, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Coach, so what was your game plan going in against Tift Area?
You know, we've seen a few things with them defensively in that 3-3-5. They blitz a lot, so we thought a two tight end set with twins look would get them. They didn't adjust. They never moved a man over, so it always got a guy out of the box for them, and it left a free gap every single time. And we just kind of ran to that free gap, you know, and then we put in our Wildcat offense this week for the change up in the fourth quarter. We thought that would be a good change to get the guys, the playmakers, the ball. And the big key was that, you know, Isaiah, Jayshon, and Jalen, the guys that we think make big plays, you know, and Santana, those guys made big plays when we got the ball in our hands.
Hey, Coach, this is Bob Black. How you doing this morning?
Doing good. How are you?
Good to talk to you. I haven't seen you in a while. Scored late in the game. They did. Just were you trying to get some of your starters off the field with that? And just talk about maybe resting some of your guys with a 39-man roster. I'm sure that that's going to come into play coming down the stretch here.
Yeah, you know, we were rotating a lot of guys, but we just missed a lot of tackles in the second half on defense. We go back and watch the film. We got two or three guys free, and they just didn't wrap up, or we dropped our head at the last second and missed some tackles. But we did have a lot of rotation going on there in the fourth quarter, trying to save some legs. You know, like I said, 39-man roster, you know, and when you're playing those guys, you're playing them both ways. And we're trying right now to get our offensive line pretty much off when the defense is out there. But our skill guys are trying to get that rotation going. And I thought overall not a bad game. We just got to tweak a few things and make then tackle better in the open field.
I got you.
This is the Jason Bishop Show with Bob Black sitting in for Kip Branch of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Joining us via the Pristine Water landline is the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick. This segment brought to you by Fox's Pizza Downtown, Big City Cleaners, and Nat's Landing. Nat's Landing, of course, the host of the Frederica Academy Coaches Show, starring you yourself, Brandon Derrick. Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about the playoff scenario. So you get by Tift Area Academy, and Heritage is next. Is that right?
Oh, yes, the Heritage School has to travel here next Friday. They're coming from Noonan, so it's going to be a long road trip for them. And, you know, we win that one, we'll be down to the Final Four, and we can take care of business. And the Final Four will be played at our place, too. We get to host all the playoffs as long as we win up to the state championship.
Yeah, Coach, that's got to be, if nothing else, a good financial relief for you not to have a travel. But talk to us about your hometown crowd. Did it play a factor last night with keeping your boys fired up and keeping them on the go?
We had a really good crowd, and, yeah, I think the more fans we get in there, the more they get fired up. You know, the parent section decided last night when we come out of the locker room that all the fans were going to line the field house, you know, come out. And so I think the kids were surprised by that. They didn't know what was going on. I kind of been told that earlier in the week. But kids were really excited. You know, you have about 150, 200 people lining up for you to jog out. And so they were really excited. And I think that got kids going, you know. But it's always good to be playing at home. You just keep your routine, you know. And then you get the fans coming in and being loud, and of course they have the big tailgate party. Trey Brunson and Mark Mercer and them do a great job with this tailgate party up there, and so it's a great atmosphere. And I think that the more people we get, the more the merrier, you know. And the kids really enjoy it.
Yeah, y'all had y'all's version of the dog walk, had the night walk, I guess you would call it. But and I don't really think, and I want to put this plug in, I don't think fans really understand how crucial it is to get in the stands for these, you know, we're talking 16, 17, 18-year-old kids for the most part, and they love to see people out there. So.
Yeah, they do. They love to have a big crowd and play in front of a bunch of people. You know, they get them excited. That, you know, they work all week, you know, kind of secluded from everybody for that Friday night, you know, to go out there and prove to everybody what they've been doing all week. And, it is huge. You know that, and I know that in our experience, right, that those kids, they feed off of that energy from the crowd. And, you know, that's what I tell our fans. Just come out, be loud, be proud, cheer them on, you know.
Absolutely.
Yell and scream and go crazy and have fun, because they're going to have fun and they're going to play hard.
Coach Brandon Derrick joining us via the Pristine Water landline here on the Jason Bishop Show with Bob Black sitting in for Kip Branch. Hey, Coach, it was a really chippy game last night between Tift Area and your Frederica Academy Knights. Just emotion, or what was going on?
We kind of seen that in other game films. They were good for about 2 personal foul penalties a game, I had noticed, or more. And so I kind of warned our guys. I told our guys, I didn't kind of warn them. I did warn them all week that bunch was going to be chippy and take some shots. And, of course, they're twisting ankles and poking people in the palm. And our guys are just, you know, of course, they're teenage boys. They're going to say something or try to retaliate. And so my thing was just keep them calm when you're up. At one point, I mean, we're up 49-29, and everybody started to get chippy. I was like, guys, they don't have nothing to lose. We've got everything to lose. So I thought the kids did a decent job of trying to handle that.
Yeah, and I'm sure, as you know, the second man's the one always gets caught in that. And, you know, we
yep,
see those kids.
Yep, that's what I told them. Don't be the second man.
Don't be the second man, because you get thrown out of one of these games, you're done, because you got to sit one, too. So, you know, you got to control your temper in those situations, for sure.
Yep.
Coach, now heading against Heritage, what type of football team is Heritage going to be bringing to the Bloody Marsh on St. Simon's?
They're probably a 3. I've been watching them a little bit already this morning. They're 3-4 concept on defense. And then offensively, they're going to be a shotgun zone, a little bit similar to Tift Area. They're going to try to run the buck sweep out of the shotgun and a few things in zone read and then jet sweeps. So we're going to get some similar stuff that we got from Tift Area, and what we see a little bit, but they're not in there foot to foot and downhill pounding the ball, and so that might help us a little bit to be, you know, in a shotgun for us to move. Maybe we can get our guys moving, get off some blocks and make some tackles. But, you know, the thing is, we got to tackle better on defense. We got to execute on offense, and special teams has to play a part. And last night, special teams played a big part for us. It kind of took the momentum right back from them when we ran the kickoff back. So we expect to get some more big plays out of special teams and be very solid there and not turn the ball over. If we do those things, I think we have a chance to advance to the Final Four.
Great, Coach. Let me just ask you a quick question about your program in general, Coach. What do you got coming up through the pipeline? I mean, I haven't had the opportunity to watch you play, obviously, and I know a couple of years we'd bring middle school teams over there and play, and they always play tough. Talk to us about what you got coming up for the future.
Well, we're very slim right now in middle school, but I think our freshman class right now is, I think we got 10 or 11 kids in our freshman class. Eighth grade's pretty moderately low, but we've got some kids that are interested. So, you know, everything for us is kind of what kind of interest can we draw from outside and then get people into the school if they want to come over here and build from that. But program-wise, I think we've kind of established ourselves from where we started to where we're at. We're taking those steps year in and year out to compete at a high level. And, you know, we scheduled some GHSA schools going forward next year in the new scheduling thing. So
that's great.
I think we can, you know, continue to advance our program over and over.
Coach, last question really quick. We're almost out of time. This has been a very informative interview, and I typically don't just kind of keep on script with interviews. I like to make them a little bit more entertaining, so I'm just going to flat out ask you, is Frederica going to win the state championship, Coach?
Thanks.
Put you on the spot, Andy.
Well, we're going to try. How about that?
You're going to show up, aren't you?
I think every coach goes into it hoping they can win the state championship. I think if we do things right, tackle better in the open field, protect the football, get the ball to our playmakers, we have a good chance to be right there in the thick of it, you know. But there's a lot of things go into that funny-looking football that the bouncing of the ball, and you know, you get lucky every now and then, and so there's a lot of those things that go into it. But we're going to get our kids prepared every week and put them in a position to make plays to get us to that state championship. And you know, people, all, everybody else enjoys victories for 2 days. Head football coach downloaded film and started watching it this morning at 8:30. So that's what
hours.
We do, and that's how we get ready. But we'll get them prepared to play. I can't guarantee a state championship, but we dang sure are going to try to win one.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us. Coach Congrats. Brandon Derrick of the Frederica Academy Knights joining us via the Pristine Water landline. Coach, good luck in the next round, and we will talk to you next week.
Congrats on another great year, Coach.
Thank you. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burger, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwood Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simons in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simons, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com. When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com. Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490. If you are an elite athlete in Glenn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons, and online at advancedrehab.com.
Get back in the game. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Branch on the Jason Bishop Show.
Back here on the Jason Bishop Show with Bob Black sitting in for Kip Branch, we actually have region champ Brunswick High head coach Sean Pender joining us here in studio. Coach, thanks for taking the time to come on.
Oh, I appreciate it. Right now it's cold, though. It's I think the way this region does it is they do co-region champs based on the, you know, with everyone having one loss at this moment anyway, and then they just do the point differentials for the seeding.
So obviously I would say it's a safe assumption to say that you knew what the point differential, the region tiebreaker was, what the point differential was, what the magic number was, considering that you scored a late touchdown and then go for two with the game pretty much sewn up, but you were playing for seeding at that point.
That's correct. The only way for us to get the number one seed is we had to win that game by 22 points.
Okay, so scenario, we were talking earlier about this, and you tell me if I'm wrong. It doesn't happen a lot, we know, but just tell me if I am. Okay, so number one seed, If Richmond Hill beats Effingham, Brunswick's a 1, Richmond Hill's a 2, Glenn's a 3, Effingham's a 4. Scenario 1.
That's correct.
Okay, scenario 2. Effingham beats Richmond Hill, Glenn's a 1, Brunswick's a 2, Effingham's a 3, Richmond Hill's a 4.
That's correct.
Bam.
You got it.
Happens every day, man. Okay, talk about last night's game. Obviously, we watched Richmond Hill come down to Glenn County Stadium, upset Glenn Academy, had to get everybody's attention. So what did you say to your kids going in this football game, aside from the obvious of region championship on the line here?
Right. Well, we talked about, you know, before the game, we gave a little speech to the kids. This was not the whole thing, but before the game, we gave a little speech to the kids, and we talked about, we had them shut their eyes, and then we did a reflection period about everything we work for, what we're trying to do, what we're trying to accomplish. And then we try to go make it a reality. You know, we always talk about envisioning where you want to be and making it happen. And all week, we saw the matchups that we had, and we really like our matchups with us being a spread-type team and our defense being geared to stop those type of teams, and Richmond Hill being the same type of team. We liked our matchups. We liked our favor, and we thought we had a good game plan going in on both sides of the ball. Even as beat up as we were, I think we thought we were going to be without 5 starters, but Shaq Robinson played, so we were only out without 4 starters, and 3 of those on the defense side of the ball.
Okay, so in your first year, you walk in the door. The program's, look, if it walks like a duck, it talks like a duck, it ain't a cheetah. You walked in the door and you inherited a mess. I mean, I don't think that goes without saying. And so you inherit this big mess as soon as you get down here. And in your first season, you've got the Pirates at least co-champs of the region. Coach, talk about that scenario and what has gone into that.
It starts with a vision. You know, we came in, you know, and I was able to, you know, keep good staff members together, and but it's a vision. We came in, the very first meeting I had with these, with our players, were state champion. That's our goal. That's our vision. And we had a plan, and we're working towards a plan. We knew there was going to be bumps in the road trying to get there, but we needed a total buy-in. And it starts with our administration. I think, you know, it started with, you know, getting the backing of Steve Waters, and then with Scott Spence coming on board, really, really helping us out. It was, you had that administrative backing. And when you have that, and then you get the seniors to buy in, when that happens, and then you have something special. And hats off to our seniors, because our seniors, they've had 3 head coaches in 4 years, and for them to trust this last head coach coming in, that's, you know, that speaks volumes. And they bought into the program. We still got a long ways to go to get to where we want to be. Like you say, a state championship is what that's our goal. It's been our goal since day one, trying to keep our focus there. And I think better teams get better as the years go on. I mean, as the weeks go on, and I believe that we're getting better, and we're starting to peak even with these injuries.
This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1, Coconut Kevs, and by Brunswick Country Club. Okay, Coach, I'm probably not going to tell you anything you don't know, but obviously our region matches up with Region 1, and Region 1 has Lee County, Coffee County, Valdosta, Northside, Warner Robins. And so currently, next week, Lee County and Coffee County will play to determine who's going to be the 1 seed, the loser is the 2 seed. Northside, Warner Robins is definitely the 3, Valdosta is definitely the 4. Of all those schools, who would you rather play?
Flip a quarter. I mean, honestly, they're all really good. I, you know, just because we got beat in the beginning of the year versus Coffee, and it was we had 5 turnovers in that game. Mm-hmm. I would like to see us play them again, just to see where we're at. You know, to play them would be pretty neat. I'd like to have them on our field, but I know that's not possible right now. So that's the competitive side of me, you know, with that. Playing against Valdosta, you know, that would be great. But, heck, Warner Robins is another – all of them are good venues. So, really, just flip a quarter and see what happens.
Is Coffee the best team you've played this season?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. They were the best team. Their downhill running attack is very, very difficult to stop. And their defensive front was the best defensive front we've seen all year.
Coach, Jalen Jackson has been playing like a man on fire. Talk about the effort this kid has been giving you.
Hands down, in my opinion, the region player of the year.
Okay.
Hands down. The kid is, but what he did last night is where he deserves it. we put him on Sam, that number 10, the one that's going to West Virginia. Mm-hmm. And if you watch him, but that kid makes dynamic plays week in and week out. Every time Richmond Hill's in trouble, he bails him out. He keeps drives alive, and he does it with teams double coverage him, triple coverage him. We put Jalen on him. Jalen did a tremendous job. He didn't stop him completely, but he held him in check. And besides, and let me tell you this too. At the end of the game, we were up still, you know, and you know, had our 22 points at the time. At the end of the game, that kid made a tremendous catch and got on the 1 yard line. Jalen was covering him, and Jalen couldn't make the play on him. And Jalen came and apologized, like, you know, I'm sorry, Chris. And he's played a tremendous game already, scoring offensive touchdowns, making interceptions, making play after play when they keep trying to go to him. And then we had a drive at the end of the game with 1:08 left. After this kid played his heart out on defense, he came to me literally upset, pouring down the sweat. And I said, Jalen, we're going to need you on offense. Can you do it? He looked at me and said, yes, sir. And then we started our drive, and then we had a situation where we knew we can get him on a smaller defender, and he called for the ball. He wanted it, so we gave it to him, and he scored that last touchdown, just taking the game over. And then at the 2-point conversion, we had a double reverse called, and Jalen got the ball first. You're supposed to hand it off to Whitfield. Well, when he got the ball and he saw the end zone, he faked it on his own and took it into the end zone, and just saying, you know, I'm going to take this game over. It's going to be my game, and we're going to win this thing. And he did it.
Well, fantastic. Coach, again, congratulations. No worse than co-champs, co-region champs, in your very first season. And with everything that you walked into, it's nothing short of impressive. So, again, congratulations, Coach. Brunswick High winning at least a share of the region championship last night, beating Richmond Hill on the road. And Richmond Hill, mind you, undefeated, no longer at the hands of the Brunswick High Pirates. Coach, thank you for taking the time.
No, thanks for having me.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
The home for oysters on St. Simon's? Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss Happy Hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary Bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228. The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Calves. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Kev's is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kev's or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kev's on Facebook.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. In a very chippy contest, the Knights of Frederica advanced to the Final Four of the GISA playoffs, downing Tift Area Academy 49-36. The Pirates sailed up to Richmond Hill and beat the Wildcats 56-34, pulling themselves into a three-way tie atop the region. Currently, as it sits, if everyone wins next week, Brunswick High would end up with the 1 seed, and Glen Academy would end up with a 3 seed. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org.
That's 912-466-7340.
To Jay Bish and Kip on the Jason Bishop Show.
All right, back to the Jason Bishop Show. Sitting in for Kip Ranch is Bob Black on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment brought to you by Strike Zone, Pristine Water, and Greenscapes Landscape and Design, who actually pretty much maintains all of Bishop Island. Those folks do a really good job for us. We'll take your call. Actually, we're not going to take your calls. But if you want to call in and we watch the light blink and not answer it, you can do that fine. That's 912-275-7017. You can stream any of the show on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. And so now we've gotten to the – by the way, Georgia and Florida play today. Just – I know we've been –
just to throw that out there.
Man, we've been so slam-packed with stuff, we haven't even had an opportunity to get to that. But, yeah, they do. And so we're going to go through our pick'em segment as quickly as we can because we got a ton of games to talk about. And this is our last segment of the show. It flies by. And this is the only break that's a hard break. So when we're the music comes on, we got to go. So not this music, but the closing music. This music's okay. All right. So here we go. Bob, Miami at North Carolina.
I got to go DJ Dallas in Miami. Even though he's not getting a lot of playing time, it's still got the heart for Miami.
Number 11, Oklahoma State at 22, West Virginia.
Don't carry the way, Oklahoma State.
I'm going West Virginia in that football game. They're at home. Number 5, Wisconsin at Illinois.
Don't know a lot. Go with Illinois.
I'm going number 5, Wisconsin. Number 3, UGA at the Gators, the hated Gators of Florida.
Anybody knows me knows I'm not going to pick against the Dogs.
I don't think that Florida has enough firepower to hang with Georgia unless Georgia turns the ball over like 4 times.
Exactly.
Georgia wins that game handily. Big game in the country and in the Big Ten. Number 2, Penn State at Ohio State.
I like Urban Meyer. I got to go with the upset, Ohio State.
I am too. Penn State drops their first game to the Buckeyes. Number 4, TCU at 25. Iowa State in the top 25.
Who cares? TCU.
TCU, number 16, Michigan State at Northwestern.
There again, who cares? I'll go Michigan State.
This is my upset special. Northwestern takes down the Spartans.
You like the purple uniforms, don't you?
I do, yeah. UCLA at 12, Washington.
I'll go UCLA.
I'm going to go Washington.
I'm sorry, Washington, my bad.
See, I convinced you to change your mind. That's
I wasn't looking at my paper.
I'm persuasive.
Yeah.
14, NC State at 9, Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
I haven't really seen NC State get a big win over a good football team yet. I'm going Notre Dame, too. Houston at 17, South Florida.
South Florida.
Will somebody please beat South Florida already before it gets any further? And another team, Austin Peay at 18, UCF. Same thing. I'll take UCF, but somebody's got to beat them.
Yeah, I got UCF also.
Duke at Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech.
Georgia Tech at 7, Clemson.
I will go with Paul Johnson to upset. Go Jackets.
Look at you. I'll make the smart pick and go with Clemson.
I'm not betting on it either way. So
Texas Tech at 10, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Yep. Washington State 15 at Arizona State.
Pick them. I don't care.
I'll take Arizona State and upset. Okay. In the ACC, Louisville at Wake Forest.
I like Louisville.
Same here. Virginia at Pitt.
Like Virginia.
SEC, Arkansas at Ole Miss.
Got to give a shout out to my son-in-law. Go Ole Miss.
I take it Arkansas. Vandy at South Carolina.
Vandy is good for an upset. I'll go Vandy.
I'm going Vandy as well. Missouri at UConn.
How about it, Coach Perry? Missouri.
Uh-huh. Mississippi State at Texas A&M.
Mississippi State.
All right. Tennessee at Kentucky.
Coach Hart, Kentucky.
I'm going Kentucky. In the Sun Belt, Georgia Southern at Troy.
Georgia Southern's upside down. I got to go Troy.
Got to go Troy. In the Big South, my alma mater, Kennesaw State, who is winning that conference, by the way.
Is that right?
At Presbyterian.
From Atlanta, go Kennesaw State.
Go Owls. MEAC, Savannah State at Norfolk State.
Norfolk.
I'll take Norfolk. And in the PFL, Jacksonville at Campbell.
Go Dolphins.
Go Dolphins. I'll take Campbell, though. I'm surprised. I am impressed you knew that. Absolutely. All right, that's the quickest we've ever gone through the pick'em. That gives us about 4 minutes to talk Georgia, Florida.
Yeah, you got that right. Georgia, Florida.
How do you see this game, Bob?
I don't know. Florida's starting a new quarterback that hadn't played all year, roughly. I think he played one half earlier in the year. I think Georgia's defense with Raekwon and J.R. Reed, I just think they're going to be too much. And I think you're going to see a steady diet of Nick Chubb and God, I went blank. The other running back.
Sony Michel.
Yep. Yeah, okay. Sony Michel.
Okay, so Florida has decided they're going to start Malik Zaire.
Yes.
All right, so sure, Georgia fans, you should be a little worried that Georgia hasn't seen Malik Zaire, at least much of him. There's not a lot on film. The only time we've seen him was for a half against Michigan in the first game of the year, which Florida lost, and he looked terrible. He lost his job to Felipe Franks. He really never wanted it, Florida. Felipe Franks hasn't been very good for the Gators. Then they had Luke Del Rio, who wasn't that great either. He got injured, and then after his injury, they still didn't start Malik Zaire. They went back to Felipe Franks. So I have a famous saying, if it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, brother, it ain't a cheetah.
It ain't a cheetah.
If Malik Zaire hasn't been starting since game one, that tells me he's not good. So they're desperate. They're reaching for straws. They're going to throw out this quarterback who's terrible. And I think that just plays right into Georgia's hands.
Well, Franks is terrible, too. I mean, Franks hadn't thrown a touchdown pass in his last two games except for a little shuffle pass over the middle. So, you know, maybe Philippe just doesn't practice well or something, so they're not going to put him on the field. But, you know, that's going to be a big stage. That's going to be 93,000 or 97,000, whatever the I still call it the Gator Bowl holds. Can he step up? You know, that there again, you're talking 18, 19, 20-year-old kids that's going to be playing in front of, you know, 95,000 people. So I don't see it happening. I think the defense of Georgia's playing too well. They're flying to the ball. They're having fun. You know, and that's one of the things that Coach Weasley, play fast, have fun. You know, I think that's exactly what Georgia's doing.
Georgia's offense is better. I think their defense is a little bit better. Now, Florida's defense is pretty good. It's not what we're accustomed to seeing where Florida is defensively, but they're still pretty good. Their special teams are very good. Florida's special teams are better than Georgia's special teams. Unless Georgia turns this ball over three or four times, this has got to be a 21-point win for the Dogs. They opened up 14.5-point favorites. I think that's now down to 13.5. But Georgia's going to be the favorite, and unless something just goes horribly wrong, Georgia should win this football game.
Yeah, and it's the old cliche, you know, about taking the record books and take this and that.
And we're out.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch. Stream the show on demand at SouthernSportsEdition.com. Look for the Jason Bishop Show next week right here and all across the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Oh, yeah.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simons Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
For years, the people of Darien have had to cross the bridge for authentic Mexican food. Until now, welcome to Darien Blue Bay Bar and Grill, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in Darien, period. fajitas, chili relanos, burritos, al pastor tacos, and of course, the best margaritas you have ever tasted. Strawberry, peach, mango, and lime. Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, 110 Scriven Street in downtown Darien. Or call ahead, 912-574-8016.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.